First of all, Chapel Hill police are searching for a man who's been missing for more than a week now. 53-year-old Richard Edwards, last seen on October 21st around Legion Road. There's a photo of Edwards on our website, chapelboro.com. Authorities say he's not believed to be in any danger, but contact police if you have any information about his whereabouts. Turning to health news, state officials have reported the first child flu death in North Carolina since 2020 at the beginning of what's expected to be a bad flu season. NNO reports five adults have also died of the flu already. Health officials are urging everyone to get your flu shot. Flu season is only just beginning and it runs for several months. Of course, COVID-19 is still with us as well. The state reported a slight uptick in COVID numbers last week, though they remain around their lowest levels since May. Staying in health news, officials at UNC are reporting more positive tests for lead contamination in drinking fountains and sinks on campus. Just in the last week, tests have come back positive for lead in Bingham Hall, Carolina Hall, Coker Hall, the Haynes Art Center, Swain Hall, Wilson Hall, and the Cheek Clark Building on Cameron Avenue. You can get the full list of affected buildings on chapelboro.com. Now to the election, as early voting continues through Saturday in North Carolina with many critical races on your ballot, including the race for U.S. Senate, where Democrat Sherry Beasley and Republican Ted Budd are running neck and neck. Beasley's campaign in particular is hoping for a big youth turnout, and she was on UNC's campus late last month appealing to students. With more on the youth vote, here's Carolina Connections' Lorelei Sykes.
On the 16th, Sherry Beasley held a rally on campus in the Fetzer Gym, which drew crowds of many, despite the fact that voters aged 18 to 24 usually make up the smallest percentage of votes.
Carolina! I heard somebody say, Tar! Tar!
Early voting in North Carolina began on October 20th. This race for the Senate is a close one, as several early polls show the candidates, Sherry Beasley and Ted Budd, following each other closely. In 2020, Beasley lost the race for Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court by just 401 votes, leaving no room for error this time around. So, she's led a tour called For the People, Get Out the Vote Tour, to meet voters around North Carolina and to discuss the election.
And so much of what I hope to do and what Senator Ossoff is doing now in the Senate really does impact your everyday lives. And so it's important to me to be engaged and to really be talking with young people about the things that they care about.
Senator John Ossoff of Georgia follows a similar underdog story.
All right, Chapel Hill, say vote!
Vote!
Say vote!
His victory in 2021 in the Senate race, along with Senator Raphael Warnock, allowed them to declare the Senate majority blue.
In Georgia in 2021, when Senator Warnock and I were elected, young voters made the difference. So young voters in Georgia are the reason that we confirmed Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. They're the reason that we made historic, world historic investment in renewable energy. And young people in North Carolina can make the same difference.
Political scientist and member of the Orange County Board of Elections, Jason Roberts, says that North Carolina is no stranger to the pattern of a slight Republican lead during election cycles.
North Carolina hasn't really swung that much. Mostly the Republicans have been winning narrow victories.
But on a politically active campus like UNC, there may be an untapped population of young voters.
If you look at voter preferences, younger people, on average, are more likely to vote Democratic than Republican. That's one thing. The second thing is that in midterm elections, which is an election where there's no presidential election, young people turnout tends to go way down. And that often hurts Democrats then, because if their younger voters are not turning out in those years, they don't do as well.
So if candidates want the youth vote, what do young voters get from it? Martha Plain is a first-year student at UNC who volunteers with the North Carolina Public Interest Research Group. NCPIRG is a nonpartisan nonprofit that works toward making positive changes in local communities. Plain is the secretary and phone banking coordinator, and she works one of the many tables in the pit, hoping to get students registered and excited about voting.
Youth are historically underrepresented in elections, and our organization is really trying to change that because it's very much our future that we're voting for, and even if it's a local election or, you know, a Senate race or a presidential race, all of it is gonna, in some way or another, affect our lives and affect our future.
Ted Budd's campaign did not respond to our requests for an interview, but early voting continues on until November 5th, with Election Day coming up on November 8th. In Chapel Hill, I'm Lorelei Sykes.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Husman School of Journalism and Media that airs on Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on 97.9 The Hill. As early voting continues and Election Day draws near, election staffers are working overtime, and they're getting support from some unlikely sources. On Monday, the State Board of Elections held a check-in call with staffers from all 100 counties with a surprise special guest, movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's been an advocate for democracy for years.
This next week is extremely important, and I know that poll workers have a tough time this time. Because they try to, you know, people try to intimidate them, people try to threaten them. You're always out there, you know, living under those conditions. But nothing should intimidate you. Because whatever you do is such a wonderful, wonderful work to make it possible for all of us to vote and to participate in this democracy. Everyone should be able to vote. That is the most important thing. And then we can have really great elections and a great turnout and great results. And so I just want to pump you up and just say, you are extremely important. You're doing a fantastic job. There is no job that is more important right now this next week than your job. So just get up in the morning early and work on this until late at night. Don't count the hours. Just count the results. That you want to have the best elections with the greatest turnout. That is the most important thing here.
That is Arnold Schwarzenegger there. Thanks to the State Board of Elections for the audio. You can watch the full video on chapelboro.com, including another surprise appearance by Arnold's pet donkey. Finally, the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro held its biennial inner city visit last week, bringing dozens of local leaders to a different city to chat with officials there and learn from them. Asheville was the destination this year. The first inner city visit in 4 years, actually, as the 2020 trip got canceled due to COVID. Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles was on the trip, and he spoke to 97.9 The Hill about what he learned.
I think what's of benefit to them is they are the sort of big municipality in Buncombe County. And so they're able to pursue projects in perhaps a more focused way than we are sometimes able to here. But I think it maybe encourages us here in Orange County to get more serious about thinking of our systems, especially our infrastructure systems, in a more systematic way as one system, especially here in southeastern Orange County, rather than piecemeal. We do a lot of planning around things like bicycles and greenways and transportation networks and transit. But I would say apart from Chapel Hill Transit as sort of the star shining example in that group. We don't think in that systematic way on some of those other projects. So I'd like to do more of that.
So how do you address that logistically?
Part of it, I think, is just the way we talk about things. We often talk, for example, we have the Morgan Creek Greenway in Chapel Hill, and we have the Morgan Creek Greenway in Carrboro. Eventually, those two things will connect at Smith Level Road. But I just want to encourage us to stop thinking of those as connecting systems and instead think of them as one system, right? If we think about our greenway system as one system in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, I think we might have a more holistic view of how to get some things accomplished and how to understand the importance and the value of those infrastructure projects for the entire community, not just our individual municipalities.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles speaking there with Andrew Stuckey. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. And visit Chapelboro for more local news, including a story about a Hillsboro man who won $150,000 in Monday's Powerball drawing. If you're wondering, that's a little more than $106,000 after taxes. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by All About Insurance. Top-ranked UNC field hockey is through to the ACC tournament final after beating Syracuse 2-1 in yesterday's semi. Defensive battle as the teams were scoreless through halftime, but Carolina finally broke through in the second half with a penalty shot goal by Aaron Mattson, followed by a fourth quarter goal from Riley Heck that proved to be the game winner. Now the Heels will face Virginia in the ACC final. The Cavaliers upset Wake Forest 3-2 in the other semi yesterday. That final will be in Durham tomorrow at 2 p.m. UNC men's soccer also got a win in their ACC tournament opener, 1-0 over Boston College on a second-half goal from Ernest Bawa. The seventh-seeded Tar Heels will head to New York now to face two-seed Syracuse in the quarterfinals on Sunday. ACC tournament begins tonight for Carolina women's soccer. They're down the road in Cary. After getting a first-round bye, the top-seeded Tar Heels will face five-seed Duke in the semis. The Blue Devils Devils advanced with a 2-1 win over Virginia on Sunday. Game time 5:30. The winner will face either Florida State or Notre Dame in the final on Sunday. Speaking of women's soccer, 6 Tar Heel stars earned All-ACC honors this week. Tori Hansen, Sam Meza, and Allie Centner made the All-ACC first team. Avery Patterson made the second team, and Tessa Delarose made the third team. Delarose also made the ACC All-Freshman team, along with fellow Tar Heel Maddie Dalian. Elsewhere in sports, the UNC women's fencing team has checked in at number 14 in this year's preseason coaches poll. Duke is number 10. The Tar Heel season begins this weekend with a meet in Colorado. And in football, congrats to Carolina legend Natron Means. The ACC has named him as a member of this year's football honors class. Means was a 2-time first-team All-ACC pick as a running back for Carolina back in the early 90s. Finally, in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are back in action tonight on the road this evening at Tampa Bay. Face-off time is 7 p.m.